The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly today, sponsored by
Landers Ford, exit 121. They're good. They can help you with the bad. They can help you with the ugly. Exit 121 in Benton off of I-30. It's Landers Ford. That's America's favorite brand, just in case you were wondering. Ford Escape, Ford Fusion, great gas mileage. Prius, Civic, Sentra. They also have the number one selling truck in America at Landers Ford in Benton. The phone number is 501-315-4700. Always the website, Landers.com. Kelly's down there. Mike's down there. They got a big city selection, anything you need. But it's a small town atmosphere. They talk about the simplicity of doing business there. Go tell them the Zone sent you. Exit 121 in Benton off I-30. Landers Ford.
I'm going to sit this one out because the good, the great, and the fantastic could be this week. So whatever you want to do, big guy.
We've talked a lot about it, obviously, and a few things that we mentioned, but you like to see, and you really like to see, the assist-to-turnover ratio for the Hogs is 27-6. 27 assists just gets you excited.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was one of those games where you might not see that happen ever again. A lot of things came together. So the numbers are extremely inflated. Extremely inflated. Take away for inflation, you still have pretty good game. Free throws, 19 out of 20. I mean, there was really not too many things this team could not do wrong last night.
Could do wrong.
Or couldn't. 17 out of 30, it was clicking, no question about it. Couldn't come at a better time. So that was good, the 27 assists. I look at that, and I love it, absolutely love it. And, of course, the free throw line, 19 to 20, take advantage of that, 95% if you need them. The bad was, you look at Ole Miss at 37% from the field for the game. A lot of that had to do with the Hogs' defense, and a lot had to do with that Ole Miss offense. It wasn't that they were just missing shots. It was just what they had to take. They had to take bad shots, which were quick shots, not high percentage shots. So that's my bad. And the ugly kind of got a little sloppy at the end last night.
Arkansas did not score a field goal in the last minute 50.
Got a little high school Harry-ish last night at the end of the game. I remember Coach Richardson always say, "Hey, a bunch of high school Harrys, what are you doing out there?"
That's funny. All right, let me go to Bill here. Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. What's up with you?
Hey, where's the game going to be on TV on Saturday?
Hopefully at your house if you play it right. It's on ESPN. Huh? I said hopefully on your TV at home if you play it right, but it's on ESPN3, so there'll be a lot of local establishments that will have it. I will be at Jim's Razorback Pizza on Highway 10, and I would applaud the effort if you came out.
Any other places besides Jim's?
I'm sure there are lots.
Sports Grill in West Little Rock Promenade at Chenal.
Any place that carries games typically will have it. ESPN3 is not nearly the stretch of the imagination that we make it out to be.
I've been driving by a couple of places, and they'll put it on their board outside if they're carrying the game.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. You got your
haunt,
your go-to sports bar and grill that will have it. You know, of course, you got places like the Razorback Jim's and Tavern who've come up with a system of way they can plug it in to where they're playing it on their TV, so you don't got to sit there on your poor little laptop or your poor little iPad and watch it. You can watch it on their big screen TVs.
I was satisfied with RJ's iPad last night, I'll say that. And Bill, if it doesn't work out, just call Pat and you can go over his place and watch it.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right,
Pat.
Thanks,
bro. All right,
buddy.
We'll see you guys.
Denny.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I asked this question on my hang up. Could you tell me what do the coaches on the women's staff where they're recruiting? What part of the country do they recruit in? Thank you.
They recruit some Arkansas. I know that they got their best player from here.
Well, yeah. If you look at the roster, which I don't know if I got enough time to pull it up, but they've got quite a few. But just Callie Berna, I believe, is a Fayetteville girl.
She is.
Melissa is a Cabot girl. What's her last name? And you have
Jessica Jackson. She played at
Jacksonville.